أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار إنا أخلصناهم بخالصة ذكر الدار وإنهم عندنا لمن المصطفين الأخيار صدق الله العظيم. The last few ayat that we discussed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His Nabi, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam. Before that, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Before that, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. And all this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to remember these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. They had come down with this message of the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They had come down to link and connect man to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and in the process they had experienced different kinds of difficulties. And in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had described different qualities of these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Those Nabis, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the incidents in a little bit of detail. Here in these ayat and the ayat that come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam by name, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions some of the salient features of these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, what we may term as the strong points of these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, which was common between them. And the real truth is this, that if we take note that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning these qualities, and it up front we should be making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also give us these qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wadhkur ibadana O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, remember our ibad, remember our servants. Here we find replete in these verses that all these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, and here again we find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describing these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam as the ibad, as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses this quality of abd, like in the case of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers to us a very, very powerful message. And that is to our slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our bondsmanship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A slave is owned by the master. The master owns every aspect of the slave. Even the earnings of the slave become the ownership of the master. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an important message that every resource that we have, whatever we have, all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All are in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase it, and Allah forbid, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can decrease it, or Allah ta'ala can deplete it and take it away completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hifazat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember our servants, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. Now this was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was the father, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam was his son, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam was the son of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, and Allah says, Ulil Aidi wal Abasar. Ulil Aidi wal Abasar, most of the commentators have given a very, very loose translation at people of strength and people of vision. Now when we look at these words, these terms, people of strength, one is generally when we speak about a person that is strong, then we will speak about the physical strength of that person. People of vision, we will speak about the intellectual strength of that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to these two. One is the physical strength and one is the intellectual strength of these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. But obviously together with that, the most important strength that Allah had granted them was the ruhani and the spiritual strength that Allah had given them. The commentators have expressed that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the physical strength, then in actual fact, Allah is not speaking about how much of strength they had insofar as their bodies were concerned, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about how much of strength they utilized for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were very strong in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When they stood in their salat, they were strong in that ibadat of Allah. When they fasted for the sake of Allah, then they were very strong in that fast. And this is one message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us also. That the little ibadat that we carry out, let us try and get stronger and stronger in that ibadat. One is the outward form of that ibadat. Like if we take our namaz for example, the way our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed it. And one is the inner strength of the salat. That is our dedication, our sincerity, our concentration for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulil aidi wal abasar. Then the ulama say, insofar as the intellectual and the spiritual strength was concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat was 100% understood by the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. There was no deficiency in their understanding the commandments of Allah, the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here is another message for us also, that we should never be deficient in understanding the deen of Allah. Yes, we may not have knowledge of everything, but we should try and grasp the concepts of deen and understand it the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent it down, the way our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained it, the way Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum had practiced upon it, and of course the way the ulama Ikram interpret it, then we will get a better understanding of our deen, and obviously that will turn us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we'll find in other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. There the ulama have expressed that to utilize all our resources for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and these resources, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in two words, Ulil Aidi wal Abasar. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikrat dar. The next quality of these Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam wa, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, certainly we had chose them especially and particularly for the remembrance of the real home. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes another very important point, and that is that these Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and as a matter of fact, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, one very common factor that they all had, a very strong point that they all had, was the total yaqeen in the akhirat. They had 100% knowledge of the akhirat, they had 100% yaqeen of the akhirat, and they had invited towards the akhirat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this quality because it is a quality by which one will determine one's a'mal. The more we have the yaqeen of the akhirat, the more we will practice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. As was recited in the namaz today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that if we forget the akhirat, we forget the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously there will be adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, because neither would our iman be correct, nor would our a'mal be correct. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi used to say, inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra dar. One important component of it is that passionate love of this material world should leave a person, and the person should incline himself towards the hereafter. When our a'mal, when our iman in the akhirat is 100%, then we will find that our a'mal also will follow suit, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this quality of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. So to understand the shortness of this life and to understand the everlasting hereafter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, dhikrat dar, the remembrance of the real home. We should understand that the akhirat is our real home. Our real home is Jannat, and that is where Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam had come from. So that is what we should focus towards. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. That certainly in our eyes, insofar as we are concerned, they are the chosen ones, and they are the excellent servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had certified them as al-akhyar, the best in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that these are the people that we should be following, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. These are the qualities of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. They use all the resources for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their hearts are inclined towards the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.